Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table. We discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Cherry Magic Episode 1. I saw this series come out about 2 weeks ago on my YouTube suggestion list, and I hadn't really done much with it because I've been busy watching Tonhanchan Latee, getting ready to watch Bromance 2 5 years later, and now I've all caught up on that. I will be leaving reviews for episode 3 of Tonhanchan Latee and episode 7 of Tonhanchan Latee tomorrow, but right now we're discussing Cherry Magic. This is a J-drama series. It is also a BL. I am enjoying it. I am typically not one to like J-drama, and you know, I don't think I'm alone in that. There's a lot of people who just really, it's kind of its own genre. A lot of it's very slapstick, very non-serious, and because of that, it's a little hard for me as an HFA to really appreciate. So I tend to stay away from J-drama. However, this one looked interesting, and it is a BL, and so I went, you know, I'm going to give this a try. And I have to say, I really do enjoy the characters of Adachi and Kasara. I think I'm pronouncing the name, I could be wrong. But anyway, it basically opens with this guy who is 29 and almost 30, and he is getting ready for his birthday, and he's being told by his coworkers that because he's never had a relationship before with anyone that's romantical, he is going to become someone who can read minds, because it's some kind of legend from over in Japan. And he's like, yeah, right. And he basically comes to work every day. He always likes this one guy at the office who he's kind of going, oh, he's so amazing. He does all his work great. He's fastidious, and all the people like him. And Adachi is somebody who's very quiet. He just kind of comes to work. He's kind of awkward, and he just kind of lays low. And then he turns 30. And on the day he turns 30, he starts to realize he can hear people and what they're thinking. And this really completely freaks him out. He can't hardly handle being on elevators. He can't hardly handle being on the sidewalk with a lot of people. So he's been getting up earlier because that way he can avoid the crowds and being bumped so that he hears their thoughts. However, one day he gets ready to go to work and he is in his office building and he is bumped by Kasara, and I might be mispronouncing him, sorry, but anyway, he's bumped by the guy who he kind of admires his work ethic and how everybody likes him at the office. And as he's bumped by him, he ends up going into the elevator and being bumped again, and the guy's thinking about in his brain how he really thinks this person is adorable and their bedhead is nice. And Adachi is looking around going, I wonder who he likes. They must be somebody who's really amazing and, you know, effervescent. And he's looking at all the ladies in the office that are in the elevator. He's going, none of them seem to have bedhead. I don't know why he's thinking they have bedhead. And then he's bumped again on the way out of the elevator by Kasara again. And Kasara in his brain is thinking, isn't Adachi just amazing? I hope he can't hear my heart pounding because I'm really close to him right now and I'm very excited to be near him because I'm never near him in the office. And Adachi's just kind of like, you have got to be kidding me, that this guy who could really be with anybody because everyone in the office thinks he's amazing likes me of all people. And Adachi's trying to deal with that and calibrate that, and he's like, what in the world? So, I mean, he's just sitting there going, you have got to be kidding me. And so that's kind of where episode 1 concludes. It is an interesting episode. He also, I believe in this episode, let me bump back here and make sure I'm right on this just a moment. But I believe in this episode, it's either this one or episode 2. They're very short episodes, so it's a little hard for me to tell. But anyway, he goes and meets Sugi. And Sugi is a friend of his who can also, oh no, it's in episode 2. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to end there because we're going to go right into episode 2 because they do kind of run into each other and that will just make it a little more clear for everybody. So anyway, that is what happens in episode 1. Also, Adachi ends up going and staying with Kasara at the end of this episode because he's working late at night for his boss who doesn't do projects himself. He hands them all off to Adachi. And Kasara comes and basically helps him finish the work so he's not there literally all night trying to get this work done. And he says, you know what, you can come stay with me because the trains have shut down and that way you're not sleeping in a coffee shop by the office. And Adachi's really stressed out about that. He's like, is this going to be okay? Can I trust Kasara to be an okay person to spend the night with, especially since I know that he likes me? And so he's kind of having all that run through his brain at the end of this episode, trying to decide, is it okay for me to go in? Is it okay for me not to go in? What should I do here? I will say, Kasara is a nice person. He's just extremely over the top in his thoughts, but not like he's going to be treating Adachi inappropriately. He's just like, wow, I have the person I like in my house. Yay! And, I mean, no offense, it's kind of funny. But anyway, and he even bought a pair of PJs simply because he looked at them one day in the shop and said, these would be nice for Adachi, even though he's probably never going to be in my life. I'm still going to buy these PJs at some point. This is a weird guy, but you know what? He's pretty nice all around. He's just, yeah, weird guy, okay? I'm just saying, you know, most people don't look at a black silk pajamas and go, that makes me think of so-and-so. But anyway, I don't know. Anna found that kind of funny. But, you know, that is my review of Cherry Magic Episode 1. I will drop a link in the description so everyone can watch this if they want to. It is, I don't know if it's just my internet connection, but it's kind of blurry. You can make out the subtitles, but the quality of the recording is not the best. It was the only one that I could find with English subs of Cherry Magic, so that's what I went with. I believe they just concluded this series here this last week or the week before, so it's a very new series from Japan. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye!